I'm praying for this land I love, America, America, the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her or what matters most to me. That's why I stand for the flag.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I'm your host, Dan Hennett. Today is December 7th, 2020, and our show will be about current events. The past week's current events, streamlined and summarized in a 30-minute production after I strip out the fake news. Let's start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow the show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. And please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them, where they are, while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done in Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name. Amen. Water is essential to the human body. Today we have many chemicals that are in our tap and bottled water that are causing many health-related challenges. It is crucial to make sure you're consuming clean, super antioxidant drinking water. We have a new sponsor that shares a water technology that not only helps with inflammation with our body, but also produces the most hydrating water in the world. Go to the link in the description to learn more about our new sponsor's premium water technology. Well, welcome to the show. We've got lots to cover. A lot going on this week. I want to touch on a couple of things from the last week's episode that were important to bring us up to speed. On 11/22, November 22nd, Trump made a statement and released to the public that announced that publicly that Sidney Powell is not working for them. And so when that went out, people thought, boy, what did Sidney Powell do to get fired and to get dropped off Trump's legal team? Well, she never was on the legal team. She's working with him and assisting the team, but she's not working with a retainer. She's not working on a retainer or a contract or an agreement. Now, the stuff that she's working on, I think, needs to be distanced from him as a president. So he had to make that statement. And don't worry, she's still working the case. And she's working this fraud election, but she's not officially working for him. And so that needed to take place. That's why that release was issued. But of course, the mainstream news got it that she was fired and removed from the team. So keep that in mind when you hear these ridiculous comments from the mainstream media. Now, also, Dominion voting. This is the problem with this whole Dominion, a company that makes this Dominion. You're going to be hearing a lot of them in the news and also in this show coming up. They admitted last week that they can print ballots. Now, their job with those voting machines is to process and to calculate and tabulate the votes, not ever to print ballots at all. Their job is to calculate, and you insert the ballots into the machine so it tabulates. And some thought that they were actually printing them. Well, they went on record now, more fraud here with chain of command, chain of custody, that they can print ballots. Well, that opens up a whole other can of worms. Also, Wayne County, Detroit. Calculations were done that showed that 70% of all the votes came from phantom voters. People that don't exist, people that are dead, people that are underage, and so on, 70%, and that's Wayne County. Huge, and we know Detroit's got the biggest issue of all these states. Georgia's up there, Pennsylvania's up there, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, but boy, when they have 70% of the votes coming from phantom voters that don't exist, people to this day still say, there is no evidence. These are all allegations. These are conspiracies. Well, no, I'm not pulling this number off the top of my head. This was the calculation that was done out of Wayne County. 70% were from phantom voters. Now, 35,000 votes were added to the Democratic candidate in the voting, they found out as well. And this gets back into the flipping of the votes. Regardless of who you vote for, or in this case, Donald Trump or a Republican, the system will flip those votes to the other candidate. Also, something to note from last week, Kim Jong-un, his nephew, surrendered to American intelligence agents. And now this person is missing. So, that really didn't make much of the news, but you got to keep in mind things like this that are going on a global scale that we typically don't hear about. Kim Jong-un's nephew reported himself and turned himself in, surrendered to American intelligence agents, and now he is missing. That's something certainly to watch. Chuck Schumer in the news again on November 30th. Schumer says that Biden, who he thinks is president-elect, should begin the confirmation hearings for Biden's new cabinet before Inauguration Day in January. And no, this is not an article from The Onion. This is legit. Chuck Schumer thinks that confirmation hearings for the new cabinet should be conducted before Inauguration Day. This is what we're dealing with here. These people are so disillusioned that they're actually calling for things and making statements like this. Sidney Powell made an interesting comment on 11:30. Sidney Powell, on November 30th, said the corruption in the entire DOJ and the FBI needs to be hosed out with Clorox and fire hoses. The corruption is so bad. And so on shows like this, we mention the corruption, we bring up the corruption, but I think the listeners think that, you know, there's a small group of bad eggs, some bad apples in the group. Maybe the lower folks are okay, but just the higher folks are corrupt. This is a statement coming directly from Sidney Powell. It is so bad, it needs an overhaul. The corruption is everywhere, everywhere. And that's the Department of Justice and the FBI. Georgia elections in Fulton County, an IT technician and a county employee confirmed that he wiped data off of the server on this voting election. And this came from, and this was not just an allegation, the GOP representative Loudermilk made a statement on November 30th by saying, yes, this is true. The IT technician happens to be a county employee at Fulton County, wiped the data off of the election data machine server. So the evidence here is just never ending. Twitter this last week suspends Bobby Pittman from Twitter. He's the one who made the testimony in Arizona on November 30th. He testified. The very afternoon, his account was suspended on Twitter. He made some very explosive, damning testimony that mainstream media did not follow, of course. But if you follow that interesting testimony all day long, this took place all day long on November 30th. You could have watched it. You could have streamed it. It's out there. Bobby Pittman made some huge allegations, found himself suspended on Twitter. Now, keep in mind the Arizona hearing that on that same day, that's the same day that President Trump called in that afternoon, called in when they were doing the live testimony on C-SPAN and on television. President Trump actually called in and made comments. That was pretty interesting. If you get a chance to watch that, do a search for that on YouTube. Trump announced rally dates starting with November 29th and going all the way through December 12th, a whole string of rally dates, two or three cities a day. He's hitting it hard here with the rallies and waking people up and getting people excited about the next 4 years here with with his obvious win in the election. Also last week, an Iranian general was assassinated by a drone. This made some news. It kind of cycled in and out for one day and was quickly rotated out of the news cycle. But keep these things in mind, too, when these top generals are assassinated in other countries. Interesting. Now, an interview, if you get a chance to watch, an interview with Steve Pasenik, the former FBI, CIA whistleblower, he made a statement that he believes Trump will be president for the next 8 years. Not only four, but 8 years. Interesting to watch that as well. I'm not sure what the concept there was behind there, because I do believe that maybe he's got this whole 4 years was with nothing being done, with everyone chasing their tail for 4 years from the Democrats, with the Russian collusion, the impeachment, all these fake things. Trump did not get his 4 years to really start getting things done and checking things off his task list, because he's been putting out these random fires all the time. Michael Avenatti, this Michael Cohen allegations, Stormy Daniels, all these things which turned out later to be false and fake is what President Trump's been fighting with. And I think maybe that's what Pasenik here is talking about, having the next 8 years actually all to himself for Trump to actually get things done. There's an earthquake in Atlanta, Alaska last week. Earthquake in Alaska, 6.3 that came and followed with tsunami warnings. Didn't really make the news much, but there's some big things up there. Also, the contractor named Melissa Carone on the election fraud was a contractor brought in, and she was the one who gave testimony on December 1st. With that, basically, all the testimony that she gave going forth that when she was hired here by this Dominion Voting to come in and do this, she found so many irregularities on voting day, on the day of election and the next day. So many improper things that she reported up to her boss, and then she actually called the FBI. So this is early November. A month ago, FBI knows all about this. So she goes on, gives great, great testimony. But because she looks like Victoria Jackson, the old SNL Saturday Night Live skit actress, guess what was trending on Twitter all day long? Victoria Jackson was trending as the left and the Dems were making fun of her outfit and what she looked like, as she heavily resembled Victoria Jackson. That's what was trending. Not the testimony she was giving, which was very damning, and she kept all of the logs and the evidence of everything that she did on those days with all of the fraud on the election as a hired contractor. But guess what was trending on Twitter? The fact that she resembled Victoria Jackson. I couldn't believe that one. I was on Twitter throughout that day, and she was trending on the top 10 nationwide all day long in some capacity. Now, the Zappos CEO named Tony Heiss, age 46, Zappos CEO, died in a fire. Taken to the hospital, died 9 days later after a fire in a home of a friend he was visiting in Connecticut, in New London, Connecticut. Well, he was worth a lot. Recently sold his company Zappos to Amazon for $1.2 billion. Now they're saying that he died. They're saying that he had no will. And people say who drove by the house where the house burned down, took photos and says they didn't see any damage to the house at all. Now, just to clarify, the fire was in the back of the house, and I don't think they said that the house burned down. They just said that there was a fire at the residence. The storage area that he was in was locked. And he was inside there. So things to follow. This could have been a case where he locked himself in. Other reports that I have seen said that the storage area that he was in was locked from the outside. Someone locked him in there, lit the house on fire, and left. And he died smoke inhalation 9 days later. Now, the fact that he does not have a will, I do find that highly suspicious. And the fact that he died in a strange fire in a storage compartment, very strange. That's another one to follow. You're not going to hear that from the mainstream media. All that's out in the mainstream is what he's done in the past, how he was good from an entrepreneurial spirit. And the other side you're going to hear is the discredit that he was into drinking, drugs, partying, and doing a wild lifestyle and was living his life out of control. That, I think, does not need to be mentioned in the mainstream media. That's a distraction. That's, they're trying to discredit him in public. But what I find with reading the articles about Tony Hsieh is that no one's asking the real questions. Was he locked in from the outside? And what was the scenario? How could he not have had a will? He sold his company to Amazon for $1.2 billion. So something to watch. Info. The attorney Lynn Wood has some good info. He asked the question, did Dominion Voting get purchased by China on October 8th this last year for $400 million? So get this, Dominion's parent company did receive $400 million from a UBS bank in Switzerland. That bank, 75% owned by the Chinese government. All I can say here is that that's how these shell companies and these intelligence operations work with these special ops. They'll set up shell companies to make it very misleading and hard to track. And then they'll do the payments that way so there's plausible deniability. Well, Lynn Wood might be onto something there if that company was purchased. Dominion is embroiled in this entire fiasco with the voting. And so that note that he made on that tweet, actually, look up December 1st, 2020, Lynn Wood was making the allegation that $400 million was received. Not made up, that was true. So was that bank, done and funneled in from a company that's 75% owned by China? Keep that in mind. Pentagon. Christopher Meyer resigns. Another interesting news. Follow the people resigning at positions like that in the Pentagon. Now, in Detroit, a whistleblower came forward saying that the election machines were jamming up to 2 to 3 times per hour, which means if they put in a stack of, let's say, 25 ballots or even 50 ballots, when they jam, you need to discard the previous tally and then send them through again. The whistleblower said that the tally was not being removed and wiped out, but they're running them through again 2 or 3 different times. So they were tallying these votes 3 different times and blaming it on the stupid thing jamming 2 to 3 times per hour. So the subsequent stack, they would run through that subsequent stack, not only just the subsequent after the jamming, they're running through the whole stack again. And sometimes another time. Now, she said that in a signed affidavit, a sworn affidavit. This is more evidence. This comes back once again to Detroit. In Nevada, a video comes to light of prizes and giveaways for Biden merchandise done by Native American voters to try to increase the votes from Native Americans. So when you came into the polling station, if you were Native American, you were able to sign up for prizes, giveaways, and free trinkets to come out of there that were only Biden-related only. And there's video actually out there to support this. Now, you can't be giving away prizes, merchandise, raffles, and drawings for candidates at a polling station. That's how bizarre this is getting. Stacey Abrams, another corrupt deep state. She founded a group in Georgia that is now under investigation for seeking out-of-state dead voters. This made the news on December 2nd. Stacey Abrams, the group that she founded years ago, is now under investigation because they were seeking out-of-state voters for Georgia and voters that were dead. So that group is under investigation. I didn't see anything in the mainstream news concerning that case. Now, they're saying also that Xerox copy ballots for the presidential election were done as well. They're actually making Xerox copies. So this gets rid of that watermark We know there's a big issue with the watermark and how these things were officially printed, and you cannot make Xerox copies of ballots. Well, they were saying that some were pre-filled out ballots all going to Biden, and people made multiple Xerox copies and sent them through. The problem is they were once again phantom voters. The date of birth on all these, the whistleblower says, was 1-1-20. 1-1-20. The date of birth on these election ones that were copies made by Xerox copies were all January 1st, 2020. So already those votes are ineligible. Now, it came to light this last week that decimal places were used in the voting tabulation in the computers as well. So typically, perfect world, you place a vote, it goes as one vote. You don't place a vote for someone on a ballot and get 1.5 votes or 1.9 votes. But the system only shows one character, does not show the decimal place. So you're placing your vote and tallies up as a one for the candidate that you want. Dominion voting in the background has enabled the decimal places, and behind the scenes, I'm guessing the votes for Biden were 1.9, 1.99, 1.90, 1.8. You couldn't see that. There's no evidence of that. That they're tallying them up and over-tabulating the Biden votes. Once again, more proof of election fraud. This is not in the mainstream media at all. Honolulu police last week. The Honolulu Police Department and a prosecutor have been sentenced for framing an innocent man with a crime. This came out of the news last week on December 2nd in Honolulu. The police department and the prosecutor, the local prosecutor, were sentenced for framing an innocent man with a crime. That is very interesting. The Ghislaine Maxwell case. Remember the Epstein case and Ghislaine Maxwell has kind of been rotated off of the news cycle. We don't hear anything more about those. But secretly this last week, more documents were sealed. If you look up that case, if you look up the Ghislaine Maxwell case, more documents recently have been sealed. Keep an eye on that type of chicanery here going on here with the goofy activities. There shouldn't be anything now that's in the Ghislaine Maxwell case being sealed. What on earth would that be related to? I don't know. Twitter this week restricted the account of Sidney Powell, also done on December 2nd. Sidney Powell is the one to watch. If you're on Twitter, you got to follow her. Also, Lynn Wood. They have some very interesting, they're very timely tweets they're putting out there. But when they say anything that's too confrontational or too much truth, you'll see the account get banned or suspended or censored in some fashion. In Arizona, Governor Ducey was served with a lawsuit by Sidney Powell on December 2nd. For certifying a fraudulent election. Now, this is huge news. I didn't see it on USA Today or CNN at all. That governor, remember, this is the corrupt, Arizona's the corruption going on here with this whole election. The governor knew the election results were for Trump. They certified it for Biden, and he signed off on that as the governor. Well, now, by being able to do that, by actually taking the action to certify an election that was fraudulent, Sidney Powell's got him right where she wants him there and was able to file a lawsuit that was served on December 2nd. Huge, huge news. Now, right next to Arizona is Nevada. Nevada this last week, 23 ring binders were full of evidence of fraud presented on December 4th. And if you see the picture on Twitter, there are 20, you can count them, 23 ring binders full of evidence of voter fraud. And so keep in mind when you see things like this on the mainstream news that says this is no allegations, there's no evidence of voter fraud. There's some allegations, but the allegations are unfounded or not true. That's the narrative you'll see from the mainstream news, that there is nothing. These are all just allegations. There's nothing to come of it. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Kevin Kleinsmith this week was sentenced on December 3rd. He was the one involved with altering emails and falsifying FISA documents. and texted lies about Carter Page. This gets back into the whole Russian collusion, where Kevin Kleinsmith was in there starting to alter things. We already know that the FISA documents in the FISA court were altered because the FISA judges signed off and approved the illegal surveillance of Trump and the Trump team. Not once, but four different times. Now, Carter Page, who this whole thing was based off of, it is believed that he was a plant. He was a plant, a bad guy planted into the Trump administration to allow some of this stuff to go on. Now, he's got a lawsuit going on, too, claiming that he's all good and he was burned on this whole event. But it doesn't change the fact of the matter that Kevin Kleinsmith texted lies about Carter Page. And they've got evidence that he altered emails and falsifying FISA documents. That is huge. That is a huge miscarriage of justice. Gina Haspel was in the news this week. CIA director. Some were saying that she was involved in the white hats or the black hats grabbing those servers in Frankfurt, Germany with the election, where the election tabulation was being done on a server in Germany. Some are saying that she was injured in a firefight, that five others were dead, and now they said that she was dead. Well, I can't believe that. Your CIA director would not be involved in a firefight with a shootout. So I don't believe that. But if you looked on Bing that day, December 1st, pull up Gina Haspel dead on Bing, it did have her as being dead, as being killed in this event. Now they went back and quickly changed it. But that's something to monitor, something to watch. Why would they have that out there if it wasn't true? Or was it true? Very interesting. Gina Haspel. I think we'll be hearing more about her in the coming weeks. In Michigan, a judge ordered forensic audit of 22 Dominion voting machines. Once again, this is a forensic audit. The judge ordered this. This is not allegations. This is not just speculation. They've got enough evidence of fraud that a judge was able to order this a forensic team to look at the audit of these machines. Now, the big news for the week. Senator Perdue out of Georgia. Senator Perdue trashes Trump, very anti-Trump, as a true case of TDS. Now, Harrison Deal worked for Perdue as an intern. Harrison Deal was the one killed in that car wreck. He was also an aide for Loeffler. Loeffler was accused of insider trading. And it was Governor Kemp's daughter's boyfriend, who's Harrison Deal, that was killed in that car crash. Governor Kemp from Georgia, his daughter's boyfriend is now the late Harrison Deal. Young guy killed in a fiery car crash. They said it was an accident, an accidental car crash. It's just horrific news. It's bad news. It's such a shame for a young guy. If you see the evidence, if you see the photos of that event, of that alleged car crash, it looks to me like a high explosion took place there. It looks like a Michael Hastings car crash in California when they took him out, when the entire car blew up. This was not just a car crash where there was a fire. This was an explosion. And Harrison Deal here is probably the collateral damage here in someone making a statement here as I'm sure they certainly got the message here by killing the kid of what's going to happen here. This is not a game. We've got to realize it. This is not a game. People are not playing around. The deep state is real, and the deep state are pulling off massive, massive events like this. They need to have Biden win. They need to get these votes all swept under the rug, the voting and the election fraud. They cannot have Trump in there for four more years. They will now pull out all of the stops. Diebold. Remember Diebold from the voting machine election fraud of the year 2000 and 2004? Plenty of election fraud there with Diebold. Well, they have a new name because there was so much negativity with Diebold, their new name is Premier Election Solutions, PES, Premier Election Solutions. They make and sell voting machines, and they have for a long time. Well, people need to keep in mind, because this is not in mainstream news, that Dominion Voting bought the company called Premier Election Solutions. So Dominion, the embroiled company with all this fraud here that's going on, bought Diebold, which is the new name is Premier Election Solutions, which is also embroiled in all of these past elections and the corruption of going back to Venezuela, even with Hugo Chavez. Dominion Voting bought that company. So all this leads back to Dominion. And the last thing this week is Bill Gates in the news again. He's looking for this COVID vaccine called Moderna. To try to get this passed, he has filed an emergency appeal to move this vaccination up. What they're doing is they need to get this rolled out, the deep state and the new world order. And Trump is holding off all this and getting everyone caught with this election fraud and all these fake scandals. Bill Gates needs to get this vaccination out and has, in fact, filed an emergency appeal to move this thing along. That's something else to follow as well. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. We also like a big shout out to our patrons, those making the donations. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is December 7th. Thanks for listening. For the friends I have loved and lost, in nasty-